Matthew Hunt is assistant professor at the School of Physical and Occupational Therapy of McGill. He's also an affiliate member of the Biomedical Ethics Unit at McGill and chair of the Clinical Ethics Committee at Shriners Children Hospital for Children. Any other
That's great.
Crucial affiliation that I should mention?
You can mention the Crayon postdoc again.
Again. Well, he has an impressive list of affiliations that I can he can share with you later. Matthew.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really happy to be part of the panel and part of the event. I wanted to ask a question of the audience, actually, or all of us, to get a sense, too, of how you relate to the question of bioethics. Because I think it's, you know, talking about bioethics or the future of bioethics is maybe a different thing than talking about health and ethics or the future of ethical inquiry related to health. Bioethics is a sort of thing that I think is a bit nebulous, but it's something that people might identify with more or less. So I'm just curious how many people here are being trained or were trained within a bioethics context or relates to the, like, being, having had bioethics training. How many people would say yes to that? So we have some. How many of you are involved sometimes in reviewing the work of students who are trained in bioethics or papers in bioethics journals? Other people who do that? Okay, so there's... And then how many of you work on topics related to health and ethics but don't associate yourselves with the idea of bioethics? Is there anyone who would relate to that? Adina, would you agree with that? I don't mean to pick on you. But someone who would work on health and ethics but wouldn't identify with bioethics.
Yes, I'm one of those, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the only one.
Okay. Adina's unique, maybe. What I just wanted to get a sense of is where you're coming from. Because I want to actually change a little bit. I want to, I'm going to start my timer because I can yap for a long time.
Yeah, I want to talk also.
Yeah, Brid took a lot of time, I don't know.
No, Brid was right on time and you'll be right on time.
You're right, I have my timer. You're further away, you can't elbow me. So I wanted to talk not so much about the paper that Dina Davis wrote, but to use the opportunity to think about bioethics and futures of bioethics, and to try and maybe be a little bit critical. I don't know if people find part of this a bit provocative. I'd be happy if that was the case. But to think about what are some of the strengths and challenges of this thing called bioethics. There is an interesting discussion that happens around what is bioethics, and it was a little bit in the introduction too about it has a historical track, it comes from a certain point in time, it grew up within a context, and here we are, this, you know, progressively internationalized thing called bioethics that's getting hopefully recreated in all sorts of contexts, but bears the traces of its origins. And then we also have this interesting thing about how it relates to disciplines and training. So you presented us as coming from different disciplines and working on a common set of challenges, maybe, or questions, or topics related to biotechnology, healthcare, human subject research. Well, that's bioethics. It's this field of inquiry. And I think one of the things, you have these other this other type of view where bioethics is on its way to becoming something else. You know, maybe not a discipline, but what some people might call an interdiscipline, or where we are sufficiently unified within this context of this thing called bioethics that it's more than just a coming together around shared topics and concerns. I mostly have found this not especially interesting discussion, right? Like, I mostly find that I think, well, great, let's just get on with doing the thing, right? See, my orientation, I'm a clinician. I just want to get on and do something, and ideally, if that something can be useful, let's move forward. But what I've been thinking about recently is how this issue about what is bioethics influences how we teach people in the context of bioethics training and how we evaluate what is good bioethics. And I think there is some of the challenge or some of the thinking that we could do about even trying to understand bioethics as you know, I think of it not as a not just as a shared field of inquiry. It is that, but you know, it's not there yet as an interdiscipline. It seems to be like this sort of in-between space. There are all sorts of talk. I actually, pulled up a few things that bioethics has been described as well as a field of inquiry. A discipline, a subdiscipline, a second-order discipline, a demi-discipline, an applied discipline. It's been called interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary, and transdisciplinary. Lots of stuff. I don't know. So no one really agrees. You can claim to be a bioethicist pretty much by fiat. You know, if you're talking about the service end of bioethics, not just the research end, you just put up your shingle and call yourself a bioethicist, and you can start a consultation business, right? There are some challenges associated with this. And we talk about professionalization of bioethics associated with it. In the year that I submitted my PhD, my supervisor published a paper in the journal Medical Ethics called Does Bioethics Exist? And I don't know if the reason for him publishing that paper was all the conversations that we had around the challenge of, you know, he did his PhD in religious ethics several years before in a very particular disciplinary context, and here I was, a clinician, officially doing my PhD in experimental medicine, using social science approaches, methodologies, and doing something in this sort of vague space of bioethics. So in that paper, Lee Turner asked the question rhetorically, does bioethics exist as something other than a loosely connected assemblage of conflicts over norms, principles, practices, and policies? Great question, right? It's that, what is it more? What I want to suggest is that this challenge, like that's sort of, you know, the problem of describing just, you know, basically is it's a description of this in-between space. And I think it really is because it's not one or the other. It's something we haven't yet defined. I think it raises two challenges. One is the challenge for bioethics of knowing what counts as good bioethics research. So issue about rigor. And that's both an internal and an external challenge. So Rio is not here this morning, but I've had some great talks with Rio Chung, about what it means as a philosopher evaluating work in bioethics, and sometimes her uncertainty about, well, what are the standards to apply? How does this relate to how she would evaluate the work of someone operating as a philosopher versus evaluating the work of bioethics? And I think it also operates within bioethics, that it leads to certain types of challenges of evaluation. And I think that there's a issue sometimes in bioethics of too easily taking up a range of approaches without really going in sufficient depth to understand the origin of those approaches. We sort of become, you know, if I cast it in the negative light, the challenge is that we become jack of all trades or Jill of all disciplines, master of none. So that's the provocative piece, is that if we don't do this well, we can end up with something that's insufficiently developed and richly articulated, understanding the origins of the approaches, the methodologies that are taken up in the context of bioethics. So, you know, I'm such a healthcare, talking about disciplines, you know, not doing a PowerPoint presentation, but I have to do my notes on PowerPoint. That's how much of a healthcare professional I am. So I think that there's this, you know, there's a great richness, and for me, one of the most interesting and fun things about, fun things about bioethics is that interdisciplinary coming together, right? So I don't mean to suggest I'm casting two challenges for bioethics, but the very thing that creates these challenges are some of the reasons why I find it so fascinating and rewarding. I just want to make that clear. And the reason why I'm concerned about this is often because of this idea. Now, you know, I came up within this context and was trained with it, but now I'm also replicating it. I'm teaching it. So how do we do well, especially training people who are not just have dual loyalties, right? They have a disciplinary home and they also identify as a bioethicist, but maybe whose original discipline is vague or sort of something they consider of the past, And here they are trained up and identifying primarily as the bioethicist. How do we help them, or how do we think about it? Which brings me to the idea, and the main thing I want to try and suggest, is that doing this sort of in-between work in bioethics, the idea that I was, you know, I want to try on for size. Haven't talked about this with anyone else other than you guys, is the idea of bioethics as work of bricolage. That one of the things that could help as we're talking about bioethics training is to talk about the work of bricolage in the sense that what often is happening in bioethics is the taking up of tools and resources that have been developed in other contexts, and sometimes it's bringing together, repurposing, and orienting towards new problems, new challenges, but it's this issue, this possibility of convergence and bringing together a range of resources developed in the context of other disciplines and other contexts. So how do we move forward with thinking about it? And the other thing I liked about the idea of bricolage is that it could have sort of a negative, it sort of describes the positive and the negative of bioethics, right? The issues that I was worried about, bricolage could sort of be the tinkerer, right? The person, the do-it-yourselfer in the garage, sort of pulling together the remnants of old projects to build something new, but just sort of haphazardly or out of convenience. And, you know, it's puttering, it's tinkering. The other idea of bricolage could be, you know, it's actually, rather than just the idea of the engineer, this fully, logical, stepwise, it's also this idea that it's an imaginative, creative space where there's the opportunity to see the connections and the meeting places that wouldn't necessarily be apparent within a specific discipline or this one narrow history. So I want to give an example. My worry about the bricolage's tinkering is a worry about bioethics research being thin. And rather than, you know, we're going to take water from a lot of shallow wells. So if we're doing that sort of thin bioethics research, sometimes it looks like issues bioethics. You name me an issue, and I can apply, you know, a small set of principles to that issue and tell you, okay, what's going on? That's sort of, you know, a narrow view of bioethics versus something that's going to go into greater detail. And I think this is associated with a certain hubris that might be something that we need to be careful about this type of arrogance that might be associated with, I can do it all. And what my example, and I don't mean to pick on something, it's an example just to try and illustrate the point, is bioethicists doing empirical research. So there's lots of talk about empirically informed bioethics, and there's this talk about the empirical turn in bioethics in the 2000s. Lots more work done that is primary empirical work, often using social science methods, and I am one of the people doing this. The challenge is that because that's part of bioethics, if you have sort of this general bioethics training, that's enough, that's license to be able to launch into empirical work in bioethics. And so we take up methodologies without, you know, how much training are bioethicists getting in research methods and methodologies to be able to do that? How much background do they have in social theory to be able to bring methodologies that have a history and come from disciplines that we might know less about, right? So how much do we know about the origins in sociology or anthropology of different methods and methodologies? The same types of issues apply in qualitative health research more generally. These are things that we can overcome, but we shouldn't gloss over. So that's what's an example of the type of thing that could happen in bioethics, right? Because we've been trained in bioethics, and because bioethicists do this type of empirical bioethics research, all bioethicists can pick that up and sort of take it on and press forward. I think the contrary is sort of skillful bricolage. So being able to, there is this array of resources, understanding that to be able to use those resources? Well, we need to dig deeper wells, and maybe fewer of them, that there should be more thought about specialization individually or within the context of bioethics, so it's clear why and how we can be using particular approaches, because we have greater understanding of them, because we've done work that allows us. It also suggests, I think, one of the great things about my work in bioethics is almost everything I do now is interdisciplinary. And so it's a coming together of people with an array, multiple facets of experience. So some of the things, skillful bricolage is making linkages, combining approaches to answer these pressing moral questions. To take seriously where the approaches and methodologies come from so that we're not being superficial in how we use them. I think, in contrast to the hubris I talked about before, there needs to be the humility, so methodological humility, if I can put it that way. And to do, you know, then there's also the possibility of shaking free of certain orthodoxies that might exist. So there might be a time, too, of departing from those approaches that had a purpose elsewhere. Bricolage is also repurposing, and it means getting clear about how we're using them and articulating departures that we might have from other ways of doing or other usages, but to be explicit, to tell the story about why we're using it, how we're departing, what that might look like. So the example in empirical bioethics would be people engaging that to enrich bioethics discussion. They develop methodological knowledge and skill. They probably need to dig those deep wells in methodology. They probably need to be apprenticed or to be mentored in how to do that. You know, this capacity to inquire against the grain, to question the conceptual and theoretical basis of knowledge and method, to ask questions that go beyond prevailing assumptions and understanding. I like that explanation about the qualitative, critical qualitative work. So I think, in my last few seconds, the idea of, you know, in bioethics we should think carefully about being this in-between space as we are being trained and as we work as bioethicists and as we educate people within interdisciplinary bioethics programs, as we all do, and many of you. Maybe talking about the idea of the bricolage could be a helpful thing, and bricolage as a helpful way, a metaphor at least, that could help us think about some of these issues. And, you know, practicing methodological humility, digging deep wells and irrigating widely rather than many shallow wells. I think that would be a move forward for bioethics.